It's very hard to understand the Yom Kippur Davening, because if you really think about it, the highlight of Yom Kippur Davening obviously is the Ilah, as we have a renewed strength. But on the other hand, one of the most emotional parts of Yom Kippur is even before the Maariv, is the Kol Nidre. And of course the question is why, you know? And we're called Nidre, now we're called Nidre, called Nidre, then we become called Nidre, then we become called Nidre, called Nidre, called Nidre. Called Nidre, called Nidre, by the way, is not a tefillah. Called Nidre is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Dharm. Yes, Hashem, you've been learning the Gemara in the Dharm this coming year. All it is the Dharm, it's a Gemara. And the question is, what's so significant? Why is it so emotional? And what happens? You have two Sefer Torah. It becomes, it hits your emotions so strong. So before we get to that, so what happens is, at the outset of Yom Kippur, we really come into Yom Kippur almost on a clean slate. And that's why we say Tefillah Zakah. Now, Tefillah Zakah, some people unfortunately don't get to say it. But if you come in 20 minutes or 30 minutes before Kol Nidre, and you have your private time, so to say, and you say Tefillah Zakah, what Tefillah Zakah really means is to purify. Right? It doesn't mean just a merit. It doesn't come from the Lashon Zakuyos. It means clarity. And clarity and purification go hand in hand. Because if you look at the Tefillah Zakah, really it goes to organ of organ of a person. You know, his eyes, his feet, his hands, his ears, his mouth, his nose, and other parts of the body. And it says, you know, what was the purpose of it? What was man's mission? Why did God give me hands? And then, of course, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that I understand the mission of man, what I was supposed to do with my hands, question is, did I or didn't I? Good question. Did I or didn't I? Of course, you can ask the question, did I always, or did I not always? Or some people have to get to know you. Did I always, or did I never? But you have those questions from A to Z. And now, and that's the heaviness of Tefillah Zakah, is not only do I say I didn't, or I didn't always, or maybe I never, but it's not that I didn't use it, I misused it. Instead of doing the Rotsan HaKadosh Baruch with it, so I did my favors with it. Eyes. Most people are guilty of eyes, mouth, ears, nose, hands, whatever. Mind, feet. So, and that's cool as you start to contemplate and think and recognize. So the first thing you start to do is have clarity. And clarity is purification. So you walk into a HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you know what? And everything that you gave me, I didn't use and I misused. And then you say, Avidui. And that's Tefillah Zakah. Of course, in that Tefillah Zakah, you also say, Yamaychal, Yasakosh Baruch Mechila. And you could walk in into Yom Kippur with a confidence. Now, what happens? It's an unbelievable thing. Right at the beginning, then, after you say Tefillah Zakah, they take out the Sefer Torah. And one to the right of the Chazan, one to the left of the Chazan. And Shulchan Aruch it says, "Lel Yom Kippurim, Noagim Shoymer Shilach Tzibor." And he sings that it's like the beginning. Be Yeshiva Shalmaila, will be Yeshiva Shalmato, and the Bezdin of Lamaila, and the Bezdin of Mato. Onu Mispal Al Dasa Makom Al Dasa Kahal. You know, based upon the agreement of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the agreement of the Kehillah. What's the first thing? Anu matirim. We allow lispalel imah v'ayon. We allow to daven with sinners. So it's such a, you know, an eye opener for the Yom Kippur. The first thing you say, sinners, welcome, come, and we're joining together. And it's so hard to understand because it's a mission of this. The Mishnah says, "Al tischaber l'Russia." Don't become attached to Russia. There's no mitzvah, so to say, to go befriend a Russia. You have to mekarev a Russia, maybe. You don't befriend a Russia. That's the first mistake in Kirov 101. People think that, How do you makarev? Be friendly. Isn't that the greatest key of friends? So what happens? Odds are, he's makarev you more than you're makarev him. So it's, you know, it's oila rasha and oila shchina. You're four. That's not key. You got to be Talmud Chacham, if you're wrong, do Kiruv. You got to know answers. You got to know different types of motivations. You know how to move somebody, to challenge somebody. Just being friends, playing ball with the guy. Play ball with the guy. Play ball with the guy. We went out to the movies together. We went to the pizza shop together. Why'd you do it? I tried to carry it. Yeah. So where'd you go? We went to the pizza shop. We went to bowling. We went to pool. We went to other things with the pizza. Right, so that doesn't do it. But if you sit and learn with a person, and you challenge the person, and you make him come to you, so to say, now you're going to him on the auspices of an adult, maybe. And the best thing is best for adults to do kiruv, not for the younger people. So, but it says atas chav l'rosha, and any time you're going to have a neighbor, a friend, or a close person who is not so good, the kayach hara is going to be stronger than the kayach hatov normally, you know, as you're all products of that. So the question is, so how can you say, al das ha-mokum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haskam over here, al das ha-brias, the kahal, the kahila, come on, my young man, come sit with me on Kippur next to each other. We're gonna be mespala together. Him and his ham sandwich. Him, you know, with his other types of books in there. Under Matir mespala in my young man. What's the shot? Out this Kabbal of Russia. It's a very strong question. What? Together with my curl and my verbatim, I think I can find 10 people. I don't need you. So what's the shot? So what's the shot? I don't need a minion. Finally, one day a year, they need a minion. One day a year.
You're allowed to make a minion with non-from people, even during the year. If you need a minion, non-from people can count as a
minion. But I don't need them. Okay. So what's the shot? So what's talking the shot? So there's a Gemara, two Gemaras. The Gra asked the question. The Gra asked the question without, you know, obviously the Gra, when he asks the question, doesn't really ask the question. He just brings a Mara Malkum. He says, so the Gemara says, what's Krisis that Vavim and Beis? So it's a beautiful Gemara, Krisis. The Gemara says, and I think this is the Gemara, he just says Krisis Vavim and Beis. So I'm assuming this is what he means. Bar says that kol tainus she'in imay poshe Yisrael is eno tainus. That anytime you have a tainus and you don't include the poshe Yisrael, you know, the wicked ones, the ones who are vayonim, that's lacking in a tainus sibur. Now, the question, of course, what does that mean? So, but you see over here straight out that a person's supposed to have what you call the arvayonim, the paishim, by tainus sibur. You have a similar Gemara called tainus she'ein ba mipaishe Yisrael eino tainus. Very strong statement. Similar Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says, I just can't see them. Absolutely. The same idea. So we hear that's the same idea that you need by the Tanesim, the Pesha Yisrael. What does that mean? So you have to understand that you might have heard this once, twice. The makeup of the word Tzibur is Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishoyim. And all of the Tzibur, Beinonim, Rishoyim, and Tzadikim, created Tzibur. And when you're lacking one person in Klal Yisrael, so then, of course, you're lacking a Tzibur. What happens is, 1 minute, but that means Rishoyim and Beinonim already in Mechuborim to Tzadikim. But that's what it means by a Tainus, called Tainus. A Tainus is a time when Klal Yisrael does tshuva. And if somebody's enjoying a Tainus, it's for the purpose and sole purpose of tshuva. Nobody does Tainus for no other reason. In Tainasim, you need a real tzibur of Tzadikim, Bein, and Rishoyim. But it means to say as follows, if your Tainasim doesn't affect the Rishoyim, it lacks in the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. To me, it sounds like this. Let's say you need to become only tzaddikim to come to Yom Kippur. And we don't care about the Beinonim, we don't care about the Rishonim. We care about our group. And the Beinonim, the Rishonim, that's their problem. Let them be Beinonim, let them be Rishonim. Yeah, I gotta be self-centered when it comes to my Ruchnius. And you have to be. In a time of a tainus of Klal Yisrael, or time of true of all of Klal Yisrael, and you're only focused on yourself, and you're not focused on the other parts, so there's no tshuvah of Klal Yisrael. It's not a tshuvah of Klal Yisrael. It's individual tshuvah. Individual tshuvah can be done any day, really. That's not Yom Kippur. That's not Tanesim. The whole, exactment of Yom Kippur. And Tanesim is not just for the individuals, for the whole cloud. As the Kohen Gadol, the Chippa Ba'adai, Ad Beisai, Ad Klal Yisrael, Badas Klal Yisrael, for everybody. It's not just a kapara for one. So your kapara, to be a real kapara for as a member of Klal Yisrael, needs the kapara for Beinonim. It needs the kapara for the Rishonim. It needs it. So Kol Tainus, She'ein bar ima, mipeshe Yisrael. It's lacking in the tshuva. The whole ikar of Tainus, the Rambam says, is tshuva. Is lacking in the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. It's ein a Tainus. So there, when the Rishonim join for the purpose of tshuva, when they come for that, there's no altas chabel rosha. Altas chabel rosha means when you be mechaber to him as a Rasha. But if the Rasha comes and says, I want to change, I'm here to change, I'm here to do true, I'm here for Siddur Achila, you'll not be mechaber with the Rasha. Still in all, but how do you let him be part of it? So that's the first line, a form called Nidre, a very powerful line, that Yeshiva Shalmaila, Yeshiva Shalmaila, Anu matirim l'adas ha-mokim v'adas ha-kol. Anu matirim l'spalel l'navrayonim. You gotta be mischaber to them to a certain extent. You gotta let them in your base of edges. Why? Because it's for the purpose of tshuva. And you need them in tshuva. Because you need Pesha Yisrael there also. In order to be a tshuva for all of Klal Yisrael. But what you do see in the first concept of Yom Kippur is that when you be mispalo, you mispalo not just for yourself. And when you're doing tshuva, not just for yourself, but you want to get others to do tshuva also. And that's maybe one of the reasons why in Ashvara Esrei and many other places, it's Loshon Rabbah. People say, look what you're doing. Hashiveinu v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. I'm talking for who? For myself and everybody else. Slach lonu. For myself and everybody else. But why is that so important? Why is my friend's tshuva important to me. I understand. So it's like a Chai Yisrael. The answer is follows. What, and think about this clearly, what is the first or the basic motivation to do tshuva? Why do tshuva? There are two reasons. First, why do tshuva? Why do tshuva? Why do you get better? So you always have that guy. You're a sadish. That's the best. I'm afraid of punishment. I don't want to burden Adam. Okay. I wouldn't do a very simple thing. Good. Give me another reason why I do tshuva.
Love God.
Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to hurt the relationship. I don't want to be a traitor to one who created me, to one who betters me, to one who's a better... I'm loyal. I don't want to be a baygay. I don't want to be a guilty or usher. So the two motivators all the time. For the lower level people, it's always fear of punishment. And for a thinking person, which is a higher level, it's usually a combination. He wants to have... He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me ask you a question. Let's say, argument's sake, I have to pick somebody that I know I can say it and have full confidence. Mr. Deitcher, for argument's sake, you love your parents, right? Okay. So you probably take it to heart. It's something you love and you're proud if somebody else doesn't share that love. Is that true? If somebody says, oh, your parents? Morons. You know? Baruch Hashem, I don't have parents like your parents. I don't even know why you listen to your parents. Why do you respect your parents? What do you hear your parents say? Don't you want to have fun with your friends? Come on. Who's better? Your friends or your parents? Your parents are a different generation. Your parents? They don't really understand you. Your friends, we're loyal. Your parents, you take that to heart. Don't talk to me about my parents like that. You have no right to talk to our parents like that. By the way, even some of us who are guilty of talking to our own parents like that don't like when other people talk to about our parents like that. Not true? Very true. So I have the right to curse out my parents. You cannot curse out my parents. By the way, I have the right to curse at your parents because I have no chiyuv kibbutz on your parents. You have no right to curse at your parents because you do have a chiyuv kibbutz on them. But that's the distorted liberal American mind. But that's the metzius. The metzius is anything you love, you don't want anyone to oppose. Anything you love, you have a loyalty to it. Anything that you love, you want others to share in that. You want to be proud of that. You create a picture. You take pride in it. You want others to pride. Let's say you painted something and you know it's magnificent. It's beautiful. You look at it this side and this side. You're looking for hours. A group comes by. What's the first thing you tell them? Come look at my picture. And they're going to say it's horrible. You'll feel bad. What do you mean? You like it. No. I like it. I want everyone else to like it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same thing. If we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it starts to tip. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you take pride and you're loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want others also. So it absolutely bothers you when somebody's a Russia. We must discuss this downstairs. It bothers you. How can you do it in favor? You know who you're being murdered? You know who you're rebelling against? You're being murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you want them to do tshuva. Comes Yom Kippur, the day of the tshuva, the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his love. Yom Chasnusov, Yom Simchas Libay. Simchas Libay is Yom Kippur, where it's back to the bottom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want all the Rishonim to come in unison and to do tshuva also. Otherwise, it's lacking your own tshuva. That's why, by the way, in the Malchus, on Rosh Hashanah, what are we always talking about? We accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech, and eventually all the Umas Olam accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech. Wait a minute. What do I keep at the Umas Olam? Me. I'll accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have to start thinking. And so is all the goyim, every guy, every shaykhitz, every shiksh, everyone's going to be tachas kanfei hashchina. I mean, so listen, if we get all the Jews together, it's sufficient. The answer is, if you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu melech, it's not sufficient just you. It has to be on everybody. So that's, I think, that the first thing that we say is Adas HaMakom Anumatil is Paralel HaYomim. So now what do you have right now? You know, unbelievable situation in Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's so warm. You know what you have? You have a real Achdus right now. You have caring brothers. That's the first word by Yom Kippur. Caring brothers. Brothers that are here, brothers that you know, brothers that you don't know. Achdus. You have a real tzibur. Tzadikim, Beinim, Rishayim. Coming together. That's real. And the Gemara says, Ein HaTzibur Meis. People could die. But a tzibur of Klal Yisrael always remains. That's why we're still here. After pogrom, pogrom, Holocaust, destruction, Golus, after Golus, you know, Babylonians are not here anymore. The Persians are not here anymore. We're still here, right? The most, you know, sought out for the beard. People. Destroyed people. We're still here. Ein HaTzibur Meis. That's a Kabbalah B'Yadeinu. Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. To always be Yisrael. So the first thing you establish at the outset of Yom Kippur, Tzibur, is Yisrael as a whole. I'm a Matirim, L'Spalel, in my Vayonim. Tzibur of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Tefillah, all to one, to Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us coming to that, we give us coming to that, all the Batei Dinim give us coming to that. Great, that's step one. Then comes, yeah. Yes. No, it means you didn't reach to the highest level. It has to bother you. It has to bother you. You see somebody do something wrong, it has to really bother you. When you see one of these guys missing midnight chakras, it has to bother you.
Person depressed his whole life.
What?
Person depressed his whole life.
Well, you can have simcha for the good and feel bad for the bad. It has to bother you. You don't have to be depressed. Just when things bother you, that's a miracle. If it's good, it's great. If it's not good, it's depression. Yeah. I feel something can bother me, I'm not depressed. Something can bother you, it bothers, it hurts. You know? You don't have to always be constantly aware of it. But when you see somebody doing that later, it should bother you. Yeah. And most people, you know, most people, as you get older, it starts to bother. That's why after a while, you'll see when you become parents, you think your parents don't understand you. When you become parents, you won't understand your children either, if you grow up. If you understand your children, you didn't grow up. Because if you understand that your child is all right, he's not learning, he's not doing the right thing, it's okay, it's not okay, it's not okay, you know, and that's part of growth. Okay. And the more committed a person is to anything in his life, the more it's going to bother. I want to tell you, lahavdil elef alfei halachot, in a family business, if your father has a business, third generation, the store, established in 18, you know, whatever, and it's been there, and it's doing well. And then you come and tell your father, you know, I know you're making a lot of money in this store. I know it's a wonderful thing. I want to be proud of it, a doctor. You know, the Jewish dream, the American dream. He's gonna have Agnes Nevish. But what about the store? He's not gonna understand you. And he shouldn't, because the more he's committed to anything, he's not going to see the other side too well. And we're all like that. The more you commit to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the less you understand the bait in him and kosher. Good. So then we start with the Kol Nidre, right? With that tone, the tune. I mean, you just matzah the Dorah. And is that the height of Yom Kippur? The Dorah? The Dorah, it's great. I'll be matching my neder again when I did on every Rosh Hashanah, so I'm going to have Yom Kippur. We'll do it three times, with the Sifrei Torah. And then he comes, and then of course he says, "Nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, deslicha v'yom Hashem salati kibar." I want to tell you, if I had to do any types of vidui, the dorm is my best one. You know, look at all of our chets. I'll take the dorm. I'll focus the rest of Yom Kippur, the dorm. You know, it doesn't seem that to be the most stringent. I know, but on the dorm, a person's wife and the children on the dorm and many other big things. All right, maybe it's the easiest one to do a thing. That should be the height. What about everything else? So what's the kol nidre? That's such a focus on, especially after we just went through a week of Hataras Nedarim. And you also, all right, but hard to understand. So there are a few schools of thought on that. And it's, each one is correct on a certain dimension. One is, what's the Dharma? You see, if I use the word the Dharma, it's a nice word, right? Dharma. What's a nether, by the way? A nether. What? What's a nether? What? Arei alai, arei zu. Give me your English word for nether.
Anything you say is a nether.
Anything I say, my speech. Give me a better English word.
Now.
What? A vow. That's too fancy for me. A promise, too fancy. Oh, who said it? Commitment. So, with Darby's are my commitment. Okay? How many times? Yeah. I need to start thinking. How many times during the year did he make commitments? Commitments to do things, that you're going to try to do things for the good, for the better. Every time you do tshuva, is a certain commitment. Right? Tshuva has three parts to it. It has a charata ala avar. You have remorse on the past. You also have in tshuva that besides remorse, the aziva sachet, I'm not going to do it anymore. You also have in tshuva bidui, right? Bidui peh. But you also have in tshuva kabbalah haba, which is that I commit for the future. I commit for the future. That's not going to happen. That's commitment. That's nedarim. In every tshuva, there's an aspect of a nedarim. And how many times, I hope, you know, I think it's worse if you didn't do tshuva. How many times during the course of the year did you do tshuva? Or you gave your word to somebody, yes, I'll do it. I'll be there. Both be'adam l'chavero, be'adam l'makam, be'adam l'atzmai, in the family, in yeshiva. It's probably what you've done in your life. Abused more than anything else of your avails is probably your word. Not doubts, your word. Think about that. Anytime I go pick my Shabbos, my easiest mushroom, because it's the best one. Yeah, anytime I tell somebody, tomorrow I'll be with tomorrow. I'm going to lift the email and see the mitzvah. So, it's a word. A word's a word. I'll behave, I'll be better, I won't back, I won't do this, I'll take out the garbage, I'll buy this, I'll be home on time, I'll go there, I'll do this, I won't, I did. Word. And so what happens is, so now you have to really put yourself back on a higher stand. What happens, by the way? If you break your word too many times, what do you lose? Trust. So what happens is, one second, what happens is that you lost the trust by Kodesh Baruch Hu also. You lost a real trust. That's great. You come into Yom Kippur, every word of yours is broken, and you have no trust. So why is it still so important? Watch this. Not because it's the most chomer, which probably is one of the most chomer things. Not because it's only the most misused one. And if you get that done, you got most of the things done. But watch this. You've broken every word you've used this year. Most people have, almost every word. You have no trust. Comes Yom Kippur. Forget the Kol Nidre. Comes Yom Kippur, the marriage. And comes there. Al cheshechatan lufanecha v'aynes v'ratzen. I'm not sitting anymore. He looks down. like a hole in my head, I trust you. Oh, another commitment. There it goes. You know, he doesn't even begin to listen. He doesn't begin the whole process. Because your word is not a word. And your commitment is not a commitment. And there is no trust. And you start by the chakras. I'm going to learn this here. Yeah. This year, 2 years ago, and you've been doing this for years. So you have to start Yom Kippur with the first thing is, yes, I know I haven't kept my word. Yes, I know I haven't kept my commitments. Yes, I know you don't trust me. Kol Nidre, but I just said, now all my commitments, we're going to just nullify with a Bezdin. Two Sifrei Torah. With you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're going to start the slate clean. It's such a powerful vehicle. Now it's like I never said anything my whole life. I never had a commitment that I broke. I never had a word I broke. There's no basis for mistrust. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a Rosh, I'm going to change again. Now, it's magic, you know. Yeah. With two Sifrei Torah. On Yom Kippur. Bezdin Shomala, Bezdin Shomata. With a Kol Kahal, we have opportunity to nullify our words that we didn't keep for one reason. To start the slate all over again, that you can trust my word. And maybe that's why it's such an emotional time to Kol Nidre. Because there's no Yom Kippur without Kol Nidre. It doesn't begin. Your Kabbalah Avah doesn't begin. Your Haratas don't begin. It doesn't begin. Your Zivah Sachet doesn't begin. Your Vida doesn't begin without Kol Nidre. Alright, so that's one. One of the emotional parts was that they say that in Spain and in many other places, throughout the course of unfortunate history, you had to have many times Jews that on the outside had to look like Goyim, but on the inside they were Jewish. Whereas on the outside it looked like they Mishayat, what did you say? Moranos and others. That on the outside it was all exact opposite than my white shirt guys, you know. On the outside it's so Jewish, on the inside it's so gayish. It was the exact opposite. On the outside it was gayish, on the inside it was quite Yiddish. You know, and they had to go, they had to make believe they were gayim. So they come to Yom Kippur, and the first thing is they're matter that. And they say that the niggun of Kol Nidre, some say this, comes from the Moranos and from those people. It was their heart poking out that they had to live through a life of being Jewish and not be able to express it. I'll invite that you should be able to express your Yiddish kind. Then there's a third way. And maybe this is as powerful as the first, if not more powerful. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Daf Ayin Dal, it's a great Gemara. If I ever find it, I can't see anymore.
You should pick glasses back on
it. No. I'll just quote it by heart, that's all. The Gemara says, that Shamati Basko, Shalmeris, Oili Shinish Bati. A Basko came out from Shamayim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says, whoa, is to me, that what? Shenishbati, that I swore. What did I swear? Rashi says, Golos. For Kla Yisrael. The Akshav Shenishbati, and now that I swore, me made fairly. Who could be made for my neder? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, nobody can make for my neder. Do you know, every time you did a chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made a decree. Yeah? There is punishment. It's dying. There is dina. Gemara's lashon is. There is a judge, and there is punishment, a decree, and there's an enactment eventually of it. Exacting punishment. See, let's go to, you missed chakras. You missed Tfilah B'Tzibur. Woo! There's anger above. Anger above, in a Shas Kas, there's a decree. All right, so we're going to do something. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. You know, you didn't do Shabbos properly. A little Chil Shabbos, Drabbanim's even. There's an anger. There's a decree. There's a Pesach. You know, and throughout the entire year, every time you did something wrong, there is a judgment. You learn the Gemara, Adam Nida B'Chol Yom. And it goes through every time you feel do something right, there's a judgment. Now comes, it's great. Comes Yom Kippur. Nothing like it. At that point, if you could hide, I would hide. Because you're lost. You know you're lost. Even you have a lot of good things, but that's the exact punishment. And by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a word is a word. Only Shem is Fatih. I swore every time he says something, his word. V'asher shenishvati, me makerly. Who's going to make her my nether? Comes Klal Yisrael, it's a hot little thing. With two Sifrei Torah again. With Adas HaMokim, Adas HaKahal, Yeshiva Shamayla, Yeshiva Shamata. What do? We're Matya HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nether. This is Zoya says this. When Matya Kadosh Baruch Hu's Nidara Mishvu is his Charonim on Klal Yisrael. And we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand we're Makirit. I understand you said this on Klal Yisrael, the Golus or Tsaris or punishments or tragedies or terrorist attacks or this attack. I understand. We're Makirit. Power of Klal Yisrael, the Matya Kadosh Baruch Hu's Nidara. That's the Kol Nidre. And now you can start Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur on a beautiful slate. And all three are true. On different dimensions. And you say it three times. So it's something to think about. When you say the Kol Nidre, and maybe that's why your grandmothers were really in trepidation on Kol Nidre. Not like us. Because they knew what it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nidorim, that's the easiest one. That's the Zoya. The Zoya is the easiest. And of course, our commitments that we should be trusted, and of course, maybe like Spain and other places. Let's go on. Then, this is a very interesting thing. Then you make a Nislach al-Khaladas b'nei Yisrael, l'gera gav l'seichem, ki chalal mishkaka. Why of all psukim, that pasuk? I really wasn't going to go to this, so I'm just going to tell you a very interesting thing. You're a newcomer to Yeshiva, right?
Yeah.
The first week you were here, did you know everything that you were supposed to do?
No.
No.
I still don't.
You still don't. Right. Is it possible you would have made mistakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you did something wrong the first week or the first month, it's not as stringent as Mr. Langston did something wrong, right?
Naturally.
Because you're new, he's old, he's hurt. Again, by definition, has a certain sense of shkoga to him. Because he doesn't really know all the rules and regulations of the Torah. He's a newcomer to Yiddishkeit. When a ger would come in, let's say you come into shul. Perfect case. A ger comes into shul, and he doesn't know much, and he sees Mr. Heschel on his phone. In shul. Alright, that's what you do. In my place they didn't do that when I do it before, but that's what you do. You take out the phone and you start talking to God. It was a very interesting way, you know. Direct communication. Connect. That's what he did. And here he's talking, davening Shemot Esrei like this. And the guy that comes over to him and said, what are you doing? You scream, don't you see no cell phones and this and that? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know. He didn't know what he saw the whole time of doing it. So there's a struggle aspect over there. So after everything's said and done, you start off in the Yom Kippur. The Nistlach Ochoa Das B'nai Yisrael. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should forgive who? The whole community, Adas, the community of Yisrael. And then you know that India, that same person. And who's in the community? The Gera, God of Soifa. The Gera. What's the Tushto? Ki Kol Ha'om Yishkaga. All of us, we hope, are on a certain level of lack of knowledge. We didn't intentionally. After everything's said and done, we try to tell the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we didn't intentionally try to be better than you, to rebel against you. We're not really in hard traders. And like a lot of us, we don't really know as much as we should know. We're wrong for not knowing. You know, we saw too many people doing the wrong things, so we thought, well, maybe I could also do it. It's not so bad. She called her Ambishkaka. That's how we start off. But more than that, is that it's telling yourself, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's telling yourself that, think for a few minutes. I really am a shaggy, not amazing. Because if you start to do self-searching deep down, you realize you didn't want to sin to be wrong. You know? You didn't really want to do it. And it's a very important thing in your lives, is not to define yourself based on your bad, but to define yourself based on your good. You know? Any Averi ever did. You know, most people don't want to do Averis. They're not even comfortable with it. They're embarrassed, they're not comfortable with it. You know, it's not the hafes. You know, and it's sure everybody on different levels, not on this, all the same level. So that's how we start off. And then it says, "Vayom Hashem salachti kivarecha." So I'm salach, I spoke like you would. That says, the pasuk that's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. You make a shechiyanu on the day, and that's it. That's the end of Kol Nidre. Then she starts the maru after the drasha. What happens by maru? So you have the shamu. You've been doing this till now. After Slichas, then the Slichas, you do Vidun. Hashan, Mekan, Gazan, Divan, Adolfi, right? Vidun, Hashan, all right? Depends with his, how fast you say it. If you say it on Monday, Thursday, Mishtibo, you say it with, you know, Mishima Achas. If you say it, you know, only like we say it, by Slichas, it takes two Nishimas. And Yom Kippur, it takes three. But that's the Ikra Vidun. And it has to be focused on it. It should be slow. Russ says, all the time during Slichas, you only say it once, not three times. The way you say it three times, you can say it 100 times, is not even the way you say it. Say it once, to the same length, or three times, and you even think what it means. You should know the definition of everyone called the Aleph Beis, and the Chai Adam goes through a whole bunch of Alephs. Achilles Issa, you know, and everything, Beis, all the different, all this, Gimel, all this. But you have the whole Aleph Beis, you have everything included in that, Shamdu, Magadu, Gazal, Gazal, everything else. And you can think about it. You can spend your whole Yom Kippur on just that Shamra. Every time that you're guilty, you made yourself, brought others, you made yourself desolate. What's in Shomema? You made yourself desolate. You made yourself a nothing, an empty person. And you think about your Averis. You're supposed to think about your Averis. Really do soul searching. And it's not easy. As I once said, if you start thinking about yourself, you get bored after a few minutes. It's unfortunate. On Yom Kippur, you can't get bored. You have to go keep on getting further into yourself. What more, what more, what more? Because the more you think, the more you can eradicate. It's also hard to marry throughout. Good. So if that's the case, you bend. You bend in submission. Listen to the question. You bend in submission. You say vidui. And that's the time he's supposed to cry. Okay, shit. Comes from Zayis and Shas. Right? He gets up there, he gets to the vegan part. She writes that Eilanu as a parum sheirof lo malaf nechah Hashem alkeinu alkeinu say no tzadikim and nachdu v'lo chatan. We don't have the chutzpah to say we're tzadikim, and we didn't. Aval nachdu we v'aloseinu and our forefathers chatanu ikavidu. And then goes the whole crowd. A beautiful song, so warm, so nice, so enjoyable, in a sing song. Ashamnu and go faster. It's joyous. It's like ludicrous. How do you understand that? Are you crying because of Shamnu Vagana Gazalazi Baradaki? Or are you singing in a song? How do you understand it? This kasha, do you understand the truth? You can answer it? No. So maybe we'll learn why.
It's not such a happy song.
Yeah, but what's a song? It's a song.
It's a
nigga. Listen to the nigga. It's surely not a sorrowful nigga.
Your choice to sing like that.
Yeah, it's surely not a, you know, you don't see that by any place else, only by the shamnu. So, the Pharisee Yisrael asked the question, and he asked it in a backwards way. Am I boring you? Come look at it. I really, because you're bothering me. There's an unbelievable Mishnah that you all know, and some people just take it like, Kippah. Two bars of Kippah, who used to go out? The males and the females, there's no greater days. Find Shidduchim on Tisha B'Av, on Tes B'Av, and Yom Kippur. Great, you know, perfect day. You're busy davening, you know, Shandu Magana Gazalit Varin Taifis. You're busy asking for Sikha Mechila, you're fasting all day. And it says there, and the eligible, you know, females would go outside with the best clothing, and it's good for Shidduchim. Or they're looking down to see who's the bigger tears, the most tears, or they're looking for. The verse says, the Mishnah, Amar Shiva Gamlil, Ahoyu Yomim Tegim Yisrael. There's no greater days. So Klai Yisrael, then Chamisha Asavu Yom Kippur. Now I would think Yom Kippur because of Slicha Mechila, that's what I would have said. Shebehem Benoish Yisrael Yaisis Lechli Lavan Shulam. They would borrow clothing, wipe downs. Shalom advice to be shown, in order not to embarrass anybody who doesn't have, so all wear these, the prom gowns. The call up to, and it talks about the camel to the tefillah, Ubnai Shisho Yotzis of Chuz, the Kramim, they would dance to the Kramim, and what would they say? Bacha, Sa'ona Arinecha. Gentlemen, take a look. This is not a Yiddish way. You don't need it to pray Shisho to say, just don't work. See what you're picking out? And then, of course, they say, don't look at the outer beauty, but tell me about the family. Tell me about the parents. Tell me about the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the yichas. Because the pasuk says, sheker, okay? Charm is false. Vehevel hayayfi, and beauty is vain. But what's important? Isha yiras Hashem, hitas halav. What's praiseworthy? Isha who's a yirei Hashem. What's yirei Hashem? Obviously, I guess it can come from good mishpacha. So some of your children, grandchildren, might have. So sheker achem hevel hayayfi, isha yiras Hashem, hitas halav. Ve'omer tenulam et priyadav yalu b'shar maser. The crown that his mother crowned him with, Yom Chasnusa, Yom Simchaslibo, Yom Chasnusa Shavuos, Simchaslibo Zubis Abriktesh, Shibon Behemoth Yomena. What's going on? Comes the Tiferes Yisrael. It's Kedai, just another Tiferes Yisrael. It's a beautiful Tiferes Yisrael. And he says as follows. says, is it possible that Klal Yisrael, who are Kedoshim, that on Yom Kippur HaKadosh, you know, but Chassidus they call it Yom HaKadosh, they don't call it Yom Kippur, Yom HaKadosh, V'Hanayla, so they're going to be Isaac and Shiduchim? It makes no sense. V'Azer, so that's what he's asking. What does it mean? All the bachurs go out at that time. And so nefer. So he says the Mishnah answers the question when it says al tite einecha v'noy. He says azem me maruishin yom kippur is kavnu laKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not talking about the boys in Beis Hamedrash. They're not talking about the eligible bachelors. That they're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenikra Bacha b'shir Hashirim Kulay. Bacha Karaza, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the eligible bachelor. And the women are saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sona Inecha, Ma'ata Bar Yerlach. You know, you have two choices. You have the Umas Ha'ilach, you have the Goyim, you have the Jews. Ata B'chartana Mikol Ha'ama. You chose us from amongst all the nations. You choose. What you're choosing based on? Is there any other nation like this nation? Look who you're choosing at. Don't look at the beauty. What's the beauty? The mitzvahs, he says. Because maybe we sinned. We sinned. But you have to sometimes look past the sin. This is what they're telling in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look past the sin. Tite necha v'mishpacha. What are they? They're your children. Banecha. They are the children of your children. Their family. Avinu. Avinu Malkeinu. That's why Avinu is a very strong word, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What are you? A father somehow was always blind to his child. First of all, by a parent, every baby's the cutest, right? And every child's the most handsome, and every, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, I'm not, even though I'm the mother, I'm just telling you, you know, that's what people tell me. I hear every story in Shidduchim, you know. And it's not true. But what is it? To the mother's eyes, the child are always handsome and beautiful. To the father's eyes, they're always precious. And he's a good boy. I understand he's off the, he's not really off the derech. He's taking an excursion right now. You hear this song. If you be with the right friends in the right environment, you'll see he become the biggest Talmud Chacham. He really wants. We once discussed it. And after 6 hours screaming at him, he says, yes, I want. You know, do you see? He just needs the motivation. You know, the whole thing. And they believe it when they tell him to plug me to kid. They believe it. They honestly believe it. So we tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're our father. So don't look at the beauty. Forget our neighbors from here. Forget what we represent. Yes, we're dark. We have issues. But look at the mishpacha. He has children. It's your child. This is what goes on in Yom Kippur. If you want to know what goes on in Yom Kippur. Now, the B'nai Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, we come with a Yichas spirit. Sheker Achein Shal Shavu. You look at some of the nations, they might be righteous. Sheker Achein, it's a lie. That's all on the outside. Don't look at them. Hevel Yoyki Shalahem. I feel choice of mitzvahs. Even when a guy does mitzvahs, it's exterior. They're trying to chadfin you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not real. It's not real. The mitzvahs of the goyim is not real. And by the way, the averus of the Jews are not real. Because we're your children, and they're not. Well, what do we do? Echesav Rumim Chatzis is a pasuk. Echesav Lagoyim is a sin. But Ishtecho HaChalosh HaKtana, that the Alta Baba, who's small and weak, she hears Hashem, he says, hello. Yeah, she's frail, she's weak, she can't move out of her rocking chair. She's not doing mitzvahs anymore. She's busy knitting, or sitting on the hillside porch in the rocking chair till 4 in the morning doing absolutely nothing. So what? No, he says hello, because because all the other days she's frail, but today she comes in all her glory on Yom Kippur. Like a kala. She's wearing the gown, the white gown. Let's talk about the Tzulis Yisrael, the maidens of Klai Yisrael. Okay, the average Beis Yaakov girl, but Yom Kippur, she's wearing the crown of glory. And she's going, you know, like her father, whatever. He can sell her. And to get all the sumeichat herself, all the stains of the sins. It's today they're all beautiful. Why? Why are my sins so beautiful? Because it's Yom Chasuso Yom Tzivos Libo. It's the day we come out and proclaim our love to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we do Tshuv Mi'Ava. What happens if we do Tshuv Mi'Ava? All the Averis become what? Mitzvahs, Zachias. So these people of Klai Yisrael, who are full of Chatoi, they're full of sins, they're all stained. They're bare, if you look at them, oh boy. Forget it. They're your children. They don't mean it. They're coming back to you as a child, as a love of a child to a parent. Avinu. If they're coming back as a love of a child to a parent, you know what they're doing? It's a tshuva mi'ava. They want back the relationship. So all their chataim, they're now zachias. They become all merits. And that's what's going on. That's the pshat of the psukim. That's what's going on. It's not shiduchim here. It's one shiduch with Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shidduch. The men and the women of Klai Yisrael like alive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He puts in brackets. Listen to this. But nearly, the Hainu Tam Nami Minig Yisrael, that's the minig of Klai Yisrael. That when they say the Vidoy Barabi, as a tzibur, not as an individual, as an individual to crying, with Harata, that's the tshuva. What tshuva is that? That's the tshuva mi'ava. When you say your personal Shemona Esrei, and you say the Vigo, it's a real tshuva. With every Harata, with every Kabbalah Abba, with every ounce of remorse, I'll never do it again. A tshuva, but it's a tshuva mi'ava, because I want the relationship. Now what happens? When you repeat it to tzibur, it's a repetition of that the second time around, on that tshuva. And it's everybody together, they sing the Shamdu. Why? The Rebbe Shekulam Nehepul is Chuyas. Isn't that so beautiful? Because that Ashamdu is now my Zuchus. That Bagadu is now my Zuchus. That Gazalu is my Zuchus. I thought about it, I'll never do it again. I don't want to do Zela. And I realize it's not good, but low shalom, you finish off the Shabbos like that. That side of Mishpatecha, Mishpatecha, Tovim, low shalom. It wasn't worth it. I experienced it, it's just not worth it. So my colleague said, look, it's just not worth it. And I want you back, you're worth more. So he got out of the dregs. So there, Royal Shur Aleim Ka'al Zuchus. Isn't that so beautiful? And it's fitting to sing it with a smile as a zuchus. That's the repetition, the second time around, with a tzibur, and all of Klai Yisrael together says it. And that's what Yom Kippur is. And he goes on a little more. So, that's something you should think about. You know, he doesn't discuss tuba yet. I was hoping that was an answer. But when you get to Tuba, we'll talk about it. I have a few hundred days. 200 days to come. But that's the Shavnu, that's the Vagadus. And really, it's all based on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti kivarecha. I forgive you like you wanted. So when you do the tshuva, you're forgiven. It's not so disastrous. You have what to sing about. What to be happy about. So really, Yom Kippur, you have really mixed emotions. You have deep remorse, deep charata, and the other thing, you have a lot of simcha. Because you know. But just, if you, I think we're going to stop over here. Okay? But you should just, there's a lot more to go, but we'll just stop here. But you should just know. Just remember this over the next few days. That the deeper the remorse, the more charata, the more tears, the more simcha. It's not like you don't a little less remorse and you have some simcha. It's more remorse is more simcha. Because the more you eradicate the avera, and the more you, because of your avatar is broken, you what do you call it? You have the charata, and it's more nasa zuchus zochius. So at the end, finally, at the end of the Elul, when you have the Hashem Elokim, and you really get a height of tshuva mehav at that point, you really do. If anyone's zeicher to it, it's to me, it's clear that you reach easier a level of pashtus hagashmas that we discussed in Rosh Hashanah. It's like you don't exist anymore. By the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, throughout the whole of the Elul, probably. So, and Baruch Shem Kavah Hashem Elokim. What happens right after that? There's the Shefer and you just break out in the singing of the Skabel Tzolayson, V'Hayson, and you also go into the Baruch Espeis Yisrael, whatever it's from the Tehillim people sing in a dance. That's the Mochelis, that's back to the dance. So you're singing over there, the second Hashanu, that was, Klai Yisrael walks at Zakai. And then you have an avoda for the next few days. You really do. As I mentioned this morning, and I hope people took it to heart, you know, the Satan is working overtime. I watch because I see people are not keeping up their levels of the Rosh Hashanah. And it's hard. But you should. You should be growing on it already. Not just trying to keep it up. But the Satan is going to work overtime to destroy you, to destroy your friends, and sometimes it's easier. You might not hit you directly, your roommate, your friend, and it'll affect you also. So you have to take that chizuk. It's only 5 more days, not long, you know, of making sure everything is in order. And, you know, in terms of starting tomorrow, Shabbos, Minyanim, it should kill you. If you walk in late, Shabbos for Shabbos, then you know you really have an issue. You really do. Or Friday or Sunday. This week, on a Seder Mei Tshuva, what I refrained from saying yesterday was the Me'iri. This morning, rather, is the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Rosh Hashanah says that anyone that doesn't do a good Tshuva during these days, when Dirshu Hashem Bimotso, Krubi Yosakaru, he's almost as if he said, Ein li chelek Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He's like saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches you, and you don't take this step, you're really saying by your inactions, I'm not that interested. I have other important things in my life right now. Don't go that way. And Yitz Hashem, you'll reach the level from the beginning of a Yom Kippur. You'll appreciate the beginning of Yom Kippur now. The beginning of Yom Kippur, all the way to the Elul, all the way to the point that we could takas sing, that when all our various become zufusim, and we come out Noki B'dik.